with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone, and I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name, and I've been born again to your family, and your blood flows through my veins. Oh yes, I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. Yes, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears were drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stand and say that I am a child of God.
You split the sea.
You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears were drowned in perfect love. Yes, they were. You rescued me so I could stand and say that I am a child of God. Oh, I am a child.
Child of God,
I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Oh, yes, I am a child of God.
Jesus, enthroned upon the praises of our hearts.
Jesus, you're the King and you're the center of it all. Oh, yes, you are.
Just sing that, sing Jesus.
Oh, enthroned upon the praises of our hearts. Oh, Jesus, you're the King and you're the center of it all. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Sing this for every eye.
For every eye will see, and every heart will know there is no
no name above the name of Jesus. Death could not hold him down. No grave could keep him bound. All sin and sickness bowed to the name of Jesus. For every eye will see and every heart will know.
I'm here in the sanctuary where we meet each week, and it's my great joy to bring to you the Word of God today, so thank you for joining us. Today we're looking at another story in the life of the prophet Elisha. Well, let me ask you, have you ever lost something? Or maybe you would put it this way, I've misplaced something I can't find. Well, I'm sure we all have. It might have been our keys, maybe our sunglasses or something that you have. You just can't remember where you put it. And of course, things like our sunglasses, at first we can't find them, and then all of a sudden we end up finding them on top of our head. Anybody ever been there? Because I know I have. But if you've been following Jesus for any length of time, there's probably a good chance that you feel like you've lost your maybe spiritual edge or your spiritual life in Him. Or you just didn't feel like you're at the height of your spiritual walk with God. Maybe you feel like you've lost your passion for God or feeling like God was close to you. Some of you may feel like you lost your joy in the Lord or the peace that comes from God. For some, it might be that one time you had great faith and you prayed and believed that God was going to do great things in your life, and now you're wondering, what happened to all of that? Well, today I want you to know God has not changed one bit. He is as powerful as He's always been, and He is as present as He's always been. And so today, as we look at Scripture, I want you to know God wants our relationship with Him to be as personal and peaceful and powerful as it can be. So today, we're going to look at what I believe, honestly, is one of the oddest miracles in all of the Bible. In fact, Elisha performed some really, really big, important miracles. And God used him to help raise a boy from the dead in 2 Kings 4. God used him to tell Naaman how to be healed of leprosy in 2 Kings 5. God actually used Elisha to blind an entire army at one time in 2 Kings 6. I mean, God did some great things through Elisha. But the miracle that we're looking at today is very unique. It's about a person who borrowed an axe, was chopping on a tree when the axe head flew off the stick into the water. And then Elisha, the man of God, takes a stick, throws it in the water, and the axe head floats. And to that, personally, I go, wow. But what is the meaning of this unique miracle? Well, one quick thought is this. Iron, of course, was very valuable in the biblical days. It was hard to come by. And this young man who lost the axe head was probably thinking, I can't repay the person I borrowed it from. But then you see God actually causing the axe head to float so it could be retrieved, which tells us that God Almighty is concerned and cares about the little details of our lives. And church, knowing that, that comforts me, especially while we're dealing with the current situation, the coronavirus and things that are going on. It's very serious. Yet, as much as God cares about that, He also cares about every detail of your life. He is there. He is willing to help us if we'll call on Him. So no matter what you're going through, if you have a headache, God cares. If your car won't start, God cares. If you're on the phone talking to somebody and you can't seem to find your phone at that moment, God might laugh, but He cares about what you're going through. Our God cares about every little thing going on in our life. So let me pray. Heavenly Father, today as we delve into Your Word, I pray that You would teach us and show us how much You care. Thank You for being our God. In Your name we give thanks, that name being Jesus. Amen. Let's see what valuable principles we can learn from 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 1 to 7. Now, if you remember, Elisha was mentored by who? Elijah. That's right. And now in this passage, we see Elisha mentoring the next generation of young prophets who wanted to learn from him. So mentoring, church, is a good thing. Elisha had built a school for prophets, and there were so many of them that they actually outgrew the place they were in. And that's where our story starts today in 2 Kings 6, verse 1. It says, "The company of prophets said to Elisha, 'Look, the place where we meet with you is too small for us. Let us go to the Jordan, where each of us can get a pole, and let us build a place there for us to meet.' And he said, 'Go.' Then one of them said, 'Won't you please come with your servants?' 'I will,' Elisha replied. And he went with them. He went to the Jordan and began to cut down trees. As one of them was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. 'Oh no, my Lord,' he cried out. 'It was borrowed.' The man of God asked, 'Where did it fall?' When he showed him the place, Elisha cut a stick and threw it there and made the iron float. Verse 7, 'Lift it out,' he said. Then the man reached out his hand and took it." Now, besides God caring about the little details of our lives, there's really kind of one major thought I want you to hear today, and it's this. God knows how to help you find what you lost. Those of you feel like, well, I'm not as strong spiritually as I was one time, be assured that our God is all about restoration. The big question I want to ask you is this, is have you lost your spiritual edge? For those who are Christ followers, I wonder how many could honestly say that at some point in life, you may have felt like you lost your spiritual edge. And some of you say, well, I've never really felt that way. And if that's true, I celebrate with you and thank God for your relationship with Him. And I would say continue doing what you're doing and keep your spiritual passion high. But in all honesty, in my speculation, many who have been followers of Christ probably could honestly say there's a time in their life where they were probably more into the things of God than they are today. And I'm asking you to be honest and recognize, where are you in your relationship with God today? For some of you, you might recognize that there was a time when you were you had committed Christians around you. They were helping to build you up. They were praying for you. They were encouraging you. But now you kind of look around and notice that you don't have that same influence in your life, and you're not where you used to be in the Lord. Some of you, there was a time where you served the church and you had the thrill of being used by God. You were making a difference with your gifts. And sometimes it was hard, but all the time it was still fulfilling because you were using your gifts. But something in life came along, you got busy and you stopped. And you're going to get back to doing it, but you never did. And now you're missing out in your life with God because it's pretty much about you and not about God. Some of you, maybe there was a time when you had a passion for prayer. I mean, you would get up early in the morning and you would pray for many people. And now, quite honestly, you struggle maybe to even pray over a mealtime. And the truth is, you've really not prayed in a significant way in a very long time. Some of you, maybe it was you really loved to share your faith with other people. You had this deep love for God and for people who were outside of the family of God. But something happened along the way, and now you can't even remember the last time you had a spiritual conversation with someone who's not a follower of Jesus. Some of you, if you were really honest, might even notice that your standards, your moral standards, have eroded. Years ago, you had these strong Christian values. You thought, hey, I'm not going to do that because I know that's not pleasing to God. But somehow you've allowed people to change your thoughts. They may have said things like, come on, it's okay, just this once. But that one event led to another event and then another. And now with some evaluation, you're asking, how did I get this far from living for God? The reality is this. It could happen to any one of us. And the reason is because we have a spiritual enemy whose mission is to kill, steal, and destroy everything that matters to the heart of God. Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 10:12. So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. I know I've had moments growing up in my life and even during my ministry years where I was probably not as fired up and on fire for the things of God like I should be. Because even when you're doing things for God at times, you can get so busy doing the work of the Lord that you forget about the Lord of the work. And if you're not careful, all of us can become full-time parents, full-time business people, full-time students, but only part-time followers of God. And I know that none of us ever meant for that relationship with God to be weak. You didn't mean to fall back into the old patterns of life. You didn't mean to drift from the love and the intimacy and the worship of God that you had. You didn't mean to become a part-time follower of Jesus, but that is what has happened. And today, some of you may feel like I've lost my spiritual edge. I'm not where I used to be. Well, let me take you back to the story with Elisha, the young prophet, and the axe head. And using this story as a metaphor today, I want to give you just two thoughts today. The first thought is this. We need to be honest about where we lost our relationship with God. We need to be honest. Hear me. We need to be honest about where we lost that edge in serving God. Listen to verse 6 in 2 Kings 6 again. The man of God asked, where did it fall? In other words, he says, the axe head is gone, but we need to determine where it is. So Elisha asked the young prophet, where did it fall? And so today I would ask you this. Where did you lose your relationship with God? Where did you start to lose your spiritual edge? Where did it fall? Now, if you would just kind of look back in your life, you could probably remember where maybe you took a wrong turn, or maybe you had some friends that influenced you in a negative way. Maybe you started dating the wrong guy. Maybe you dropped some disciplines that you had in your life. You used to do devotions. You used to pray at the meal. You used to memorize scripture. You used to tithe, but then you got financially behind and you stopped and you never started again. Some of you are remembering the joy of worship and how you used to trust God so completely, yet somewhere you stopped. And now, whether you meant it to happen or not, your heart has grown a little cold toward the things of God. So, church, we've got to be honest about where we lost it. For me, it happens anytime I get out of the Word of God, or I allow the busyness of life to crowd out the Spirit of God and His voice in my life. So the first thought we've got to really look at is we need to be honest about where we lost our relationship to God. A second thought I want you to hear, though, is this. With God's help, we can take back what we lost. And this is the important part. Church, God specializes in helping you find what you lost. Listen to verse 6 and 7 again. Verse 6, the man of God asked, where did it fall? When he showed him the place, Elisha cut a stick, threw it in there, and made the iron float. Verse 7, lift it out, he said. Then the man reached out his hand and took it. Elisha said to the man, listen to this, lift it out. Church, with God's help, you can lift it out today. Church, with God's help, you can take back what was lost. If you remember, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about digging ditches. And I told you then it was only God who could send the water. Last week, it was only God who could have kept the oil flowing. Let me say this today. Only God can make the axe head float. But here's the key. He wants you to lift it out. God will put it within your reach, but He wants you to lift it out. Now, remember, we have an enemy. And the moment you start to think, maybe I can get it back, I want to remind you the enemy is going to lie to you. He's going to say, you can't get it back. It's been too long. You're too far gone. You've done too much. In fact, you don't deserve to have it back. Listen, I'm telling you today, God is still on the throne, and that has never changed, and it never will. So hear me. It is not too late to be the person that God wants you to be. It is not too late to come back to the place God has for you. It is not too late to have what you used to have in God, and even to have it more abundantly. You've not gone too far, and you've not done too much. Why? Because God specializes in restoring His relationship with you. He will put it within reach. You just got to lift it out. God wants you to reach out and take hold of what He has for you. You do what you can do, and then you trust God to do what you cannot do. Church, you cannot make the axe head float. But when God puts it within your grasp, you just need to lift it out. But you're wondering, well, how can I get within grasp of the relationship I want? Well, you need faith. You need this incredible faith. And the Bible says in Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So here it is what you need to do. You need to put yourself in a place where you can hear the Word of God so you can build your faith, so God can build that faith in you. Read God's Word, pray God's Word, trust God's Word. There's a very sobering scripture found in Revelation chapter 2 in verses 4 and 5. This is what God says. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. In verse 5 he says, consider how far you have fallen. Think about it. Where did you fall? Where is it? And then he says, repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. Church, I know that none of us want our lampstand removed. So what do we need to do? First, we need to repent. Maybe that's turning from the life of sin or sin that's in your life. Or maybe you need to turn from apathy or complacency that you've just kind of settled into. And then what do? You do the things you did at first. I'm telling you this today, you can fall in love with God all over again. Remember how He has forgiven you. Remember the joy of the Lord. Rest in the peace of God. Trust in the hand of God. Put your confidence in God's Word again. And then recommit yourself to Him. Surrender everything you have to God. That's what we did at first, and That's what we need to reach out and grab once again. Listen, I don't know where you are. I don't know how you're hurting. I don't know how far you've drifted from God or how far you've gone. But I want you to know God is telling you you've not gone too far. Church, He's making the axe head float. You just need to lift it out. Maybe you're saying, well, there was a time I was more passionate than I am now. And there was a time I was more intimate than I am now. There was a time I was more on fire. There was a time when I cared more than I care now. And I lost it and I want it back. Well, listen, with God's help, you can have it back. Or maybe today you're saying, I've never really surrendered to God, but today I want to. Well, today you can fully surrender to God. Because salvation is for everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord. I want to close today by simply just praying for each and every one of you. And if you need to accept Jesus as your Savior, to just reach out and fall in love with God Almighty and the salvation He offers to you. He's offered it to you through His Son, Jesus Christ. You just need to accept it and receive it. And for those who are desiring that close, intimate relationship again, I'm asking you to reach out in faith, believing that God does love you and He is calling you back. So let me pray for you today. Heavenly Father, I pray at this moment that there would be a divine spiritual breakthrough in the lives of all those who are listening today. God, I pray for those that realize that they are really not where they need to be in You. And God, that You would help them to be honest with themselves and to break the trap of sin and help them realize how far they drifted from You. But that we can reach out and repent and put our faith in You. And God, even though someone may not say, I feel anything, I pray that by faith, Lord, that You will work in their life. And maybe they don't even know what to do next. But today, we are here to commit ourselves to seek after You. And God, that we will do what we know to do, and then we'll trust You to do what only You can do. Save us and restore us and give us our spiritual edge back. Father in heaven, would You restore that spiritual passion in the hearts of each of Your people to a greater place than they ever had before. Help all of us to become overflowing with Your love, Your grace, Your goodness, Your presence, Your power, and Your Spirit. And God, for those who are in deep darkness, I thank You that Your light pierces the darkness and it brings clarity to our lives. So God, restore to us the joy of Your salvation today and give us Your peace and Your presence to each and every one of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This morning, I just want to encourage you, listen, God is there. Just reach out and take hold of it. Pull it out. Say, God, I want You in my life in a stronger way. And during these days, you need to be strong in the Lord. And I know He'll be with you. We'll continue to pray for you. And I pray you have a Jesus-filled week as you live for Him. God bless you.